The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and Nazir Tazayin Amud Beis begins, Itmar, Misha Nazir Behuba Beis HaKforis. If somebody accepted on himself to be a Nazir and he's in a graveyard, he's in a Beis HaKforis, Rabbi Yechanan Amar Naziris Chal Olov, Vershlokish Amar Ein Naziris Chal Olov. Rabbi Yechanan says that he becomes a Nazir right away, and Rosh Lakish says he doesn't. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Naziris Chal Olov, Sovar Mitla Talia Vekaimo, given the Mashkech HaTayra Chaylo, Vershlokish Amar Ein Naziris Chal Olov. And the Gemara elaborates, in other words, obviously we know that somebody who accepts on himself to be a Nazir, one of the main laven prohibitions of a Nazir is to contaminate himself to corpse tuma, to become tame meis while he's a Nazir, and obviously being in a basic forest, in a graveyard, is the biggest contradiction to that. And therefore the question is, if somebody says, Harini Nazir, I would like to become a Nazir right now, and he's in the basic forest, which is tame meis, what happens? Rabbi Yechanan says that he becomes a Nazir, and Rosh Lakish says he doesn't become a Nazir. And the Gemara continues, goes back and forth on this, till we arrive on Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph on top, to the quote from Mar Bar Vashi, who says that Mechel Kuli Amalei Pligi Dechaylo, everybody agrees that the Naziris does happen, it does take place, it's Chal on him, El Ki Pligi LeMilki, Rabbi Yechanan Sovar Kivan Dechaylo Loki, Rosh Lakish Sovar Loi Loki Bechaylo. So basically, all in all, Mar Bar Vashi is saying that the Machlokes of Reichen Rosh Lakish is not whether the Naziris is actually Chal, if it takes place, but just whether or not he gets Malchus. Why should he get Malchus? Because since he's becoming a Nazir in the Beis HaKforis, and a Nazir is prohibited to become Tameh, so spontaneously he will become a Nazir and be committing the sin of a Nazir, contaminating himself to Tameh Meis. And Rosh Lakish says, even though he becomes a Nazir, he doesn't get Malchus. Why does Rosh Lakish hold that if he agrees that it becomes another, he becomes another, why then doesn't he get Malchus? So presumably the answer is because we know Lav She'ein by Maisa ain't like in a love. A love that does not have an action, that doesn't have a Maisa, doesn't get Malchus. And since this guy is standing in the Beis HaKforis and he says Hareini Nazir, he didn't do any significant action, and a Lav She'ein by Maisa is like in a love. Now, even though it's a Machlokes whether Lav She'ein by Maisa is like in a love, and although the popular opinion is that ain't liking a love. However, we might have wanted to suggest that maybe Rabbi Yechanan holds the liking a love, and therefore the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yechanan holds you get Malchus, and Rosh Lakish holds you don't get Malchus. Problem is, besides for the fact that it's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yechanan himself is the Baal HaMemra in Tmura Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Loise Seisha Batoiro, Otsuba Maisa Loike, if he did a Maisa, if he did an action, he gets Malchus. If he didn't do a Maisa, he doesn't get Malchus. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan is himself subscribing to the opinion that an inaction will not result in Malchus, even if you are actually being over, committing a prohibition of the Torah, you will not get Malchus without an action. And since Rabbi Yochanan holds like that, it's incumbent upon us to understand, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold over here that Hareini Nazir gets Malchus in the basic chorus, even though he's basically just standing there, he did not do an action? And of course, Tosis on the bottom line here discusses this question, but I would like to discuss numerous different avenues that we can explore with regard to this matter. First of all, I must mention that Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish have their machlokes in Sanhedrin Daf Samachei Amud Beis with regard to witnesses, Edim Zayimin, who are testifying falsely. The Gemara says over there that Rabbi Yochanan holds Akimas Fasayim Havi Maisa, and Rosh Lakish holds that Akimas Fasayim Lai Havi Maisa. The utterance of the lips of testifying falsely, is that considered being over the law of Lisana Reach Eid Shocher with an action, or is that more of an inaction because talking, movement of the lips, is not significant of enough of an action? Interesting that Rabbi Yochanan holds Akimas Fasayim Havi Maisa, and Rosh Lakish holds Lai Havi Maisa. How apropos that Rabbi Yochanan here says that if someone says Hareini Nazir, he gets Malchus, and Rosh Lakish says that he doesn't get Malchus. Because even if we'll say, like we're saying now, that everybody agrees he becomes a Nazir, but since he didn't do an actual action, does he get Malchus or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds he gets Malchus because Akimas Fasayim Havi Maisa, and Rosh Lakish holds Akimas Fasayim Loi Havi Maisa. Of course, however, the lav, the sin over here, is not saying Hareini Nazir. It's just that that is his vehicle, that is his way of creating himself being a Nazir, which now results in him, oh by the way, being in the graveyard and having the contradiction of the Naziris with the Toma. Perhaps, however, that would still suffice to be classified as an action in the commitment of the prohibition of a Nazir being Matana himself. Of course, however, Rav over here on the bottom of Daf Yezayin, as well as the general public opinion, is not necessarily to assume that Akimas Fasayim have a Maisa. It doesn't sound like Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you get Malkus in our Gemara only because the fact that the utterance of the lips that Akimas Fasayim is considered a Maisa. And again, Shari Tirutzim Leininalu, as we will see throughout, I just wanted to discuss a few different things. First of all, we know that a lav she'ein by Maisa ain't like a lav. That is the standard approach and the opinion of most Rishonim and Achronim, Tanoim and Amiroim. And there's actually a very important question fundamentally, a very big hakira. What is the rule that a lav she'ein by Maisa ain't like a lav and you need an action? Is it because the Yalfusa, the source that you get Malkus for every lav, is from Leisachsim Sharbadishai, and therefore Malkus is only in place when you have a lav which is similar to the lav of Chasima? It's just basically paperwork of how to learn out the lav. Only lav and that are dumi comparable to lav the Chasima get Malkus, and hence if there's no Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Or is it more of a physical thing, that if you do an action, then it's a more of a severe commitment of the sin, and you get Malkus? If it was inactive the way you committed the sin, then although the sin is still committed, but it would not be a severe enough way of being over the lav to get Malkus. In other words, since you did it passively, b'shav al-tasa, without actually doing a physical action, that would be not enough to trigger Malkus. So again, is it because you need to have dumya, the lav of the chasima, that has to be similar to the lav of chasima, and any type of lav that's comparable to lav of the chasima gets Malkus? Or is it because, physically speaking, if you were inactive, if you were just sitting idle when you were over the lav, then even though you're over the lav, but committing the lav in a shaval tasa manner without a physical action is not enough to get a maisa? One obvious difference would be, what about if you have a lav that is very possible to commit al yedei maisa, but you could also be over the lav in some scenarios, not al yedei maisa? For example, our specific scenario of a nazir becoming tamei. Obviously, a regular nazir is walking down the street and he walks over to a mace and he's metamei himself, is a maisa, is an action that will definitely result in the malchus for the lav of a nazir who is metamei himself. However, in our scenario, we have a case where he's just passively standing there and he says, Hareini nazir, and boom, there he is, becoming tamei without a maisa, without an action. So if you say that you have to have dumi the lav the chasima, then suggestively speaking, like the Marab Ronsberg seems to say on the bottom here in the Hagah, on the Fyodayin, that since Naziris Fetuma is a lav that is possible to commit al yedei maisa, so even if specifically in this case, this fellow managed to do the lav of a nazir becoming tamei by just saying Hareini nazir idly while standing in the Beis HaKfaris, he would still be able to get Malkus, and it would be understandable that Rabbi Yochanan says that you get Malkus. However, if you say that the reason why you don't get Malkus by a lav she'ein b'maisa is not because necessarily it's lav dumi the lav de chasima, but it's because you did not commit the sin in a severe of enough manner, because you didn't do an action when you were being over the lav, there maybe you wouldn't be able to get Malkus, because the lav she'ein b'maisa is not so severe of a prohibition, or a kaponim of a committing of the prohibition, because you didn't do an action. So an idol, a shaval, tasa, commitment of the sin, for example, Hareini Noza and he's in a basic forest, wouldn't get Malkus. So in other words, even if you hold lav she'ein b'maisa, ain't like in a lav, but since the lav of a nazir becoming tamei is a lav that is efshar yedei maisa, and a lot of times it is committed with an action, so even if you'll have a scenario where a nazir became tamei without an action, he would still be able to get Malkus. That would be an explanation with Rabbi Yochanan, and it wouldn't have to be that he holds that a lav she'ein b'maisa, like in a lav, or even that Akimas Fasayim necessarily, Akimas Fasayim would have to be a maisa. Just because he did an action, just because it is possible to be over the action, that would be enough to get Malkus for the lav of Nazirus. That's what the Marab Ronsberg seems to say. And I must mention that if you look in the Gemara and Malkus Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the primary source of the rule that a lav she'ein b'maisa, a sin that was committed without an action, doesn't get Malkus, does not get lashes, is actually in the Havamina learned out from the pasuk that says Lathos, which means to do. So if you did something, you get Malkus. If you didn't do something, you don't get Malkus. And then the Gemara comes around and says that no, we learned it out from, like I mentioned, Dumya the Lav the Chasima, that Malkus is learned out from the Lav the Chasima, and only prohibitions that are similar, comparable to the Lav of Chasima, are the ones that actually have that lesson, that message, that Yalfusa of Lav She'en B'maisa Loikin Alav. And therefore, I might suggest that in the Havamina, where we learned it out of Lathos, So it sounds a little bit more directly about whether did you do an action or did you not do an action. But in the Maskana where it's Dumi the Lav Lechasima, that's more about what type of love is it that's going to trigger Malkus. Perhaps the Havamina, and if the Maskana holds like the Havamina, then Ein Hachanami, that would remain, but it's a little bit contingent revolving about around the question that we're discussing. Is the idea why Lav Shem B'maisa Loikin Olav, because you need Ein Loikin Olav, excuse me, is because you need Dumi the Lav Lechasima? Or is the reason why Lav Shem B'maisa Ein Loikin Olav is because he was just passive and he was inactive, and that's not severe enough of a crime to be able to result in lashes in Malkus? It could be that it's totally in the Havamina Maskana of the Akimara, but again, it's a Shaila LaHalacha. The famous Shita would be the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah seems to say at first glance in Perek Yud Gimel from Schiris, again, like the Marab Ranjber quotes, that a love that is possible to commit Al Yedei Maisa, then even if he doesn't do a Maisa, he could still get Malchus, because the love, generally speaking, is a love, she'efshir love, or al yedei ma'aseh, that it's possible to commit with an action. The standard example, of course, is chametz bepesach. Normally, the way to commit the sign, the crime of the sin of chametz bepesach, is by just owning chametz, something very passive. Somebody forgot, or even on purpose, chas v'shalom, did not get rid of his chametz, he's over the love of liyir l'cha chametz. Says the Rambam, you could still get malchus, presumably, because you could buy chametz on Pesach, or you could be mechametz chametz on Pesach. That would be a physical action, and hence, even in cases where a person commits the sin of chametz on Pesach inactively, he would still get malchus. However, first of all, we'll see it's not so simple that that's what the Magen Mishnah means when he explains the Rambam there in Tchiris. And second of all, the Rabbi Yechanan that we mentioned earlier from Tmura Daf Gimel says, "Kol leisus eisha b'toyra." It sounds like it's all about whether he actually did the action or not. Not just about classifying what type of lav we're talking about, whether it's dumi the lav, the chasima or not. Rather, physically speaking, if he did the maisa or not. Therefore, I would like to get to a few other suggestions. Again, because Rabbi Yechanan says, asaba maisa loike, lo yasaba maisa ain't a loike. So asaba maisa means you have to do an action. And lo yasaba maisa, it sounds like it's all about that specific scenario. Did you do a maisa or not? And hence, Rabbi Yechanan that says over here that you get malchus by Areini Nazir, it doesn't seem to be because, generally speaking, Naziris Petumah can be committed with an action, but rather, we would need to have that this specific Areini Nazir for Basic Forest is itself classified as an action, as we will elaborate about on Daf Yod Zayin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.